Moving now to our transcribed guest corner this afternoon to meet Willie Mays, the center fielder for the Minneapolis Millers, about whom we've heard so very, very much ever since spring training started. Willie, if all the things that we heard are even half true, you're already in the Hall of Fame. How do you like all this talk that's been going on about you?
Well, I guess for every young player as popular as I am, get these kind of publicity, and I'll try to let it not go to my head, I guess.
Well, I'm sure that it won't. Did it have a tendency to make you feel tight when the season started?
Yes, I guess it was. I was kind of tight when the season first started, but the guys, you know, boost me up, and I guess I do or I don't.
You know, everybody on that ball club wants to see you become a great star, too.
That's right.
How long have you been playing baseball?
Well, I've been playing for 5 years now.
And how long in organized ball?
Well, this is my second year in organized ball.
You played where last year?
Trenton, New Jersey.
And what did you hit out there?
Well, 353.
353?
Yes.
Did you hit a lot of long balls, Willie?
No, not quite. I hadn't hit for 4 home runs last year, and say about 15 triples, I guess. The rest of them was just singles.
Those are pretty good, though. They bat in a lot of runs and take care of the situation pretty well, don't they?
Yeah, I had quite a few runs batting in, 56, I think.
Now, you're a right-hand hitter, and yet you hit a lot of balls to right field, don't
you?
Right center.
That's right.
Is there any reason for that?
No, I guess lunging at the ball, you know. If you don't lunge, I guess you'll pull more.
Have you always been an outfielder?
That's right.
Anybody ever give you any special training, or just come natural?
I guess come natural, I guess. My father gave me a few points on how to play outfield, and I guess by looking at the older guys do things, I guess it come natural to me.
Was your father an outfielder, too?
Yes, he was a left fielder.
And who did he play for?
Birmingham.
Well, you have quite a few athletes in your family, don't you?
That's right. My mother, she was a basketball player, too.
And you had some uncles and cousins?
Yes, he was a football player in college.
So, gosh, you couldn't help being an athlete, could you?
I guess so.
Wouldn't it have been kind of tough getting along around your house if you'd turned out to be a violin player, would you?
I don't think that could have.
Willie, do you have any brothers or sisters?
No, I have some half brothers and sisters, but no, I'm the only one my father had.
And how old are you?
19.
And going to be 20 May 6th?
That's right.
What about that draft situation?
Oh, that's the hard thing. I'm 1A.
That guy's looking right down your neck, huh?
Yeah. Hope I can stay around here longer.
Willie, did you play any other sports besides baseball?
Yeah, I played football and basketball in high school 1 year because in high school they wanted you to play pro baseball and football, too.
You signed to play pro ball while you were still in high school,
That's
huh?
right. I was in the 10th grade playing pro ball with Birmingham.
My gosh, how old were you when...
I was 16.
Well, you've been playing 5 years of ball, and you started out when you were 14 years old?
Yeah, that's right.
Playing on a regular team?
Yeah, when I was 15, I went to Chattanooga, you know, and I played a half a season there. Then I went to Birmingham, played there for 3 years. Then I went to Trenton, came to the Millers.
Were you born with a baseball bat in your mouth?
I don't know, I guess.
By gosh, you certainly have had a wonderful career. And imagine breaking into... to an organized team when you're only 14 years old. Willie Mays, that's wonderful. I hope that all these things that people are saying about you certainly do come true for you. I know that you'll know how to handle them very capably, and from all the things you've been doing so far, it looks as though you're headed that way. Willie Mays, thanks so very much for coming over for this transcribed visit. Lots of good luck to you.
Thank you, Dave.